Hello, beautiful soul, and welcome to the Connecting Soul Beings podcast, offering you inspiration, tips, and learning about tuning into the language of your soul and gain a deep, intuitive understanding of your inner self, your guides, and the animals around you, so you are able to live from your heart with grace, love, and gratitude. We bring together spiritual leaders, energy healers, and awakened humans, so we are able to collaborate and help you feeling loved, joyful, and free by providing clear direction on how to connect soul to soul. Hello, beautiful soul, and welcome to another episode of the Connecting Soul Beings podcast. This particular episode was recorded during the 2018 Connecting Soul Beings Summit. This summit contains 28 experts and thought leaders, and we created this event to help conscious, self-aware soul beings and animal lovers to have inspiration and practical guidance on how to feel connected and in alignment, filled with beautiful energy. You can also watch the videos of these episodes on our YouTube channel, which is listed in the show notes. Please enjoy. Hello, beautiful soul. Welcome back to the Connecting Soul Being Summit. Today, I have the utmost pleasure to introduce you to Mahatma. Mahatma is based in the Netherlands, and she is a coach, a mentor, a spiritual teacher. And our conversation today is all around essence, our inner power, and our soul. The impact of our mind on the life that we wish to create for ourselves. We talk about how we can raise our vibration and how do we manifest that what we want to create in our life. So please grab yourself a cup of coffee or a tea and enjoy this wonderful conversation. So welcome, Mahatma. Welcome to the summit. It's so wonderful to have you here.
Thank you so much.
Wonderful. And you are actually from my home country, the Netherlands.
Yes.
Fantastic.
It's a tiny little country in Europe. And I'm blessed to be living here. Yes, I'm really happy.
Yeah. It's tiny, but very big in terms of how people are and how they live. And yeah, it's wonderful.
We actually have quite a high awareness in the Netherlands. There are a lot of courses, a lot of people involved in personal development, and it's a great place to live. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah, I've noticed that over the years that's definitely been increasing and expanding. And I've got some other speakers as well on the summit who live in the Netherlands too. So it was wonderful to get some response from that tiny little place as well. It's good to be reconnected. Yes, absolutely.
I would almost say welcome home.
Exactly. It feels like that, doesn't it? Wonderful. So Mahatma, I've been reading up on your story, obviously, and I learned about you from my mother, who's actually done a few of your courses, and she's really in depth into your program as well. Just wonderful to hear all that feedback and how she's working through that. But for the people that may not know you yet here in the audience, would you mind explaining a little bit on who you are and what you do and how did you get into it?
Yep.
Wonderful.
I'm going to take you back a few years. I'm going to take you back to when I was a young woman, 32 years old. I was not a happy camper. I was very depressed. I was almost admitted in a hospital, mental hospital, because I just couldn't bear life. It was so painful for me with all my past and everything that had happened from the very first beginning of my life when I was admitted in a children's home, in an orphanage. Stayed there for the first 2 years. My mother couldn't take care of me, so she came and visited me once a week, and I believe that was enough to stay alive for me. I was actually I saw your mom yesterday because she attended, she's part of the Life Changer, one of the trainings, which is a life, a year's course.
Yeah.
And in that group, I explained that one of my issues has been during my whole life, a feeling of not having enough. Mm. And that really is the illusion, because I had enough. My mom came once a week, but it was enough. I'm here. I'm alive. Look at me now. It was enough. Mm. But when I was 32 years old, I didn't think that was enough. Yeah. I had a lot of pain and a lot of anger inside of me, and it was so, sad, immensely sad. And I seeked for help. I needed help. Mm-hmm. Couldn't work anymore. I got ME. I don't know if you know that in English, in Australia or wherever you are looking this from. ME is the chronic fatigue syndrome.
Okay.
So I couldn't work. I couldn't work because even walking from one side to the other side of the room was too tiresome. Mm-hmm. I couldn't press the button of the water cooker, how you say that, the boiler. I couldn't press it even, that was too much. Making a cup of tea was big deal. Mm. That was in the beginning. So I went a long way. And when I was at that point, at 32 years old, I could no longer avoid myself. I had to face myself. Mm. I had had opportunities prior to that moment, and I've always said, oh no, I'm not going to look at myself, I'm not going to look at my past. Whatever has happened, it's done, it's finished. Mm-hmm. I could not run away anymore. Yeah. It was just no escape. It was either looking at myself or dying, mm-hmm. more or less. So I made a choice, okay. And this was somehow also a feeling of I'm going to die, you know. Mm. To make a choice towards something which looks so hard, so difficult for yourself. It feels like, it's too much, but I'll do it anyway. And something dies. And what dies is the fear inside. The fear that it's too much, because you'll find out it's not too much. Mm-hmm. You can step by step. So that is the start, really. And then for many years, I kept developing myself. I kept going to therapies, and then I started with all kinds of trainings, and four-year trainings, and another four-year trainings. I became a therapist. And I told my social worker who check me out every year to see if I could work, which I for 15 years could not do. For 15 years I was at home, wow, not being able to work at all. And then one day I told this social worker, I said, I will be a therapist. And I looked him straight in the eye and he said, oh no, impossible. And I said, I will be a therapist.
Yeah.
Proved him wrong. Yeah. And also when I stopped all my benefit, my sick leave, all the money I got because I couldn't work, in the end, because I built it slowly, I stopped it myself. Each time it felt like, oh my God, I'm letting go of my security, because that was my security.
Yeah.
But I had to let go in order to be able to fly. Otherwise I would be keeping myself small. Mm. So I had to take a step into the unknown. And this social worker said to me last time, just keep holding on to the last bit, 20% of your income. Keep holding on to it. Mm-mm. I said, no. Otherwise, I'll never be free. And if I fall, if I cannot make it, but I trust this inner feeling. Mm-hmm. Ta-da! So sometimes all these steps that I took during my life, it felt like each time a little bit dying, because it was fearsome for my ego, for my mind. My mind loves security. My mind doesn't like to take risks. My mind wants to hold on that which it knows, which is familiar. But then you can never grow. Then you can never become who you really are, because that is so much more than the mind. And there is an inner potential in all of us, also in you and you and you and you and all of us, that is so big. And therefore, you have to take the steps into the unknown, which is fearful and so powerful. And right now, I'm running my own company already, again, 20 years nearly. And right now, and for 15 years, I've been teaching, giving courses in becoming a coach. I had a 4-year coach academy. And like 5 years ago, I made a shift because I felt that that was too much rules. I had to look upon too much regulations and too much explaining. And I wanted to fly again, even more following my own soul. And I let that go. And it was precious because it's all what I had created, and that was, it's like a child of mine. I had to let it go in order to make another step. And then I started with the life changers. And I give, nowadays I give, I teach 2 life changers. One is called Life Changer Freedom, and one is called Life Changer Happiness. Your mom is in happiness. She's so happy. And these are year trainings. And I coach them in live seminars and also online. And besides that, I conduct events. Like, I'm going to be conducting 3 events. Right now it's still 5, but I'm going to reduce it a bit. And that's events with big groups. Yeah, more than 100 people. And I'm getting larger groups nowadays. And that is so wonderful. It's so wonderful to work with people, to see how you can inspire them. But not all. Not only that, it's also transforming, because that is what I do. I transform, and I don't do it, but I help people transform their lives. That is what I do in the life changes. So that's me.
Wow, that's amazing. Thank you so much for sharing that. That's really, it's a beautiful story in a way, because I can so appreciate that the people who are watching can actually resonate with that. Because what you've been through is, it sounds very powerful. In a funny way, if you know what I mean, because it's such learning for you, and it has been such a expansion for you, the way I receive it, how you've shared it with us. And I honor you for sharing that, because that's really beautiful to learn from. Amazing. Thank you.
My mom once said to somebody, it's not gonna work out with that girl, she's getting nowhere, she's just doing courses and trainings, but it will never work out with her. And nowadays she's so happy and proud of me. And I forgot to mention, I've published 2 books in which I take people with me on my story. And also the last 5 years I've been writing How to Manifest Life, Your Life, and I'm the living example of that. And I was actually last year, it was published, and had this, this presentation of my book. And then my mom was on stage with me, and she had tears running down her face.
Yeah.
And then said, wow. She said, yes, that's what I said. Mm. And I'm so proud. She was crying. Well, it still touches me when I say it.
That's beautiful. Yeah. Yeah. And to be able to share that with your mom, that's even more beautiful. Yeah.
And she's been in events nowadays, yes. And she knows what I do now. Yeah. It's great. I'm a little emotional. When I've worked with people for a whole weekend, it's really intense, and I always go on another level. And then I'm in touch with very well with my own feelings. So
yes, yeah, and that's the beauty of the work that we do, isn't it? We help others, we guide them, we mentor them through their transformation, and at some level, we go through transformation again as well, because we also, you know, we continue to grow and to learn and to expand.
Yeah, absolutely, and that's the beauty. Yeah. I believe that I will never stop learning, never.
No. No, I believe that too. Yeah,
when I'm finished with my life, I can say it's been worthwhile, and I've taken everything I had inside of me, and I used it all. And that's how I want to live. I want to use it all.
Yeah.
I want to take it all. Yeah.
Mm. Wow, amazing. Wonderful. The other question I have for you is that you speak about essence and getting in touch with your essence. What does that mean to you, getting in touch with your essence?
Nice question. Okay. We have a mind. We have a thinking. Everybody has a mind. That's all the thoughts. And they're connected with emotions. And the mind is formed as a child. As a child, you're so open. You're one big puddle of love. You come into the world and you connect with the family around you. And you feel very clearly where there's a disbalance. And you connect. You want to lift the balance. You want to heal it. You want to heal your family. You want to restore the love in the family, which is impossible. And then you go through all kinds of experiences during your childhood. And your brain they're not developed fully. So they're going, the waves of your brains are very slow. It's like a hypnotism wave. Mm-hmm. Being hypnotized during your childhood. Everything that you experience, everything that you go through, leaves a certain image, it leaves a certain belief. And with these images and beliefs, you grow up. Your brain starts to develop. And then all these beliefs and images create your world. That is who you believe you are. It becomes your identity. And if you believe that this is who you are, then we have a problem. We have a problem in case you had a childhood which was painful, because then you have a lot of painful thoughts. And you have a lot of emotions stored inside of your body. And the emotions is not only here, it's everywhere. And all your cells is information. And that information contains energy. If you have a child, a very happy childhood, you're blessed. You're absolutely blessed. And then you go happy through life. But many of us have had experiences which were not that good. So what I do with people, I bring them in touch with their essence. And what I mean with that is that I show them that they're more than their mind. So instead of only replacing the painful thoughts for better thoughts, because we can do that.
Yeah.
Also dealing with the emotions, to transform these emotions into the qualities which it contains. Every painful emotion has a quality. And besides that, we are more than our mind. We are, as I said before, powerful. My throat, I've been, as I said, working, so it's in the morning, and in the morning normally I do nothing and I'm just in peace, restoring my energy. So that is what's going on. It doesn't matter. We are more than this mind. We are more than this body. We are more than our emotions. We are pure awareness. And you could also give other names for awareness. You could call it light. You can call it love. You can call it God. We are this physical body. And many of us think that we are disconnected from our essence. But we are a part of it. We are connected to this light, this essence. And that light is pure love, is bliss. But if we think that we don't deserve it, we're not good enough, nobody loves us, well, maybe you made a mistake. Okay, then that's correct. Nobody loves you because you made a mistake. But that's the mind. That's the mind. Because the essence with which we are all connected, whether you believe it or not, is so lovely. It's pure love. It's only love. And it looks towards you with only love. And every mistake you've made, and every bad thought, and every hatred, or whatever, it looks at that with only love. That is the essence. And you can look, if you just now, for 1 second, you close your eyes, and you look at yourself. And you can see yourself sitting or laying. You are aware of your breath. That which is aware, that is you. And that is spirit. It's not your mind, it's not your body, not your emotions. It's you. Yeah.
Yeah.
And you can get in touch everywhere. Nelson Mandela was in prison. How did he get out? He was in touch. He was connected. Is that
helpful? Yeah, just letting that sink in. It's all so beautiful that people explain it in such different ways. And it arrives at different levels when you hear it explained so beautifully. And, you know, getting in touch with your essence is, it's almost like we are always striving for that. But sometimes when we are striving for it, we forget how it feels to be reconnected. And then we're missing exactly that point of, wow, it is us that we're connecting with. So we're not recognizing us. Do you experience the same with other people or even with yourself, perhaps?
From the past,
yeah,
I used to feel very separated, and that was one of the most painful emotions I had, the feeling, the sense of separation. I still remember it as the day. I mean, it's incredible, but it's no longer there.
Yeah.
And but if I look back, it's like longing to go, longing for home. Where's home? Or longing for mom. Mom, where are you? There's something missing.
Yeah.
I used to feel like I was dropped on this planet and they forgot all about me. That's how it used to feel for me. But I'm connected.
Yeah.
And I have an inner voice and I can tune in and I get information and blah, 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 blah. Information comes through.
Yeah.
I'm just, yeah, I'm blessed. And the powerful message is that everybody's blessed, but most of them don't know because they have forgotten.
Yeah,
so exactly. Maybe if you're watching this now, just remember, you're blessed.
Yeah.
We're all blessed. We're all connected.
Absolutely.
What are you feeling? Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Wow, wow. So is that also to do with being in touch with your soul, with your inner power? Is that all the same as your essence, or are there different elements to it?
For me, everybody has an own experience, but for me, my inner power does not lie in my mind or in my willpower. Willpower is very powerful, but limited. Mm. It's limited. You can use your willpower. But if you get in touch with your essence, it's so much more.
Yeah.
Then you go beyond. And then you can use the willpower to go for the essence. And then miracles do happen. It's incredible. So say it again. You asked inner power.
Inner power and soul. Are they the same as essence? Is that...
Yeah, for me. As far as I can see it, we are all connected to light, and that light is also interconnected again.
Mm.
So there is a vast light. You know, in our cells, and that's quantum physics, our cells contain light. In the essence, there's nothing but light.
Yeah.
So we are light. That's physics.
Yes, yes.
Even Albert Einstein said it.
Oh, yeah. Yes, he did. Yeah.
My mentor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A mentor of many, absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah.
And that makes it quite tangible for people as well. When you listen to that and when you hear it and you learn about that, that it is something that we can relate to, because it is so tangible in the end as well. Wow. So why would we, especially nowadays, I've seen that there is a big shift around the world of people really getting to know themselves again, really getting back in touch with their essence. Why do you believe that is happening right now around Earth? And it's all of a sudden just, you know, we just see it happening.
Now, I can think of many reasons. All I can think of is this is the time. Mm-hmm. It's the time to wake up. And we are blessed to be here in this time.
Yeah.
And that also has to do to our vibration. Our vibration, the vibration of the planet is shifting.
Mm-hmm.
Everything is energy. We are energy. We are a vibration.
Yeah.
Quantum physics.
Yes.
And I believe that, you see, how can I say that? It's sometimes so painful to see at one side the hurt in the world, and that they're being happening lots of painful things. But at the other side, it is all there in order to wake up. Painful things can help you to wake up. We learn through pain.
Yes.
We become aware of ourselves. If I had not been in such, I could say, terror when I was younger, I would not be the woman I'm nowadays.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I feel like everything is pointed into the direction of, this is the era, this is the time to wake up, to be aware who you really are, and to start living and manifesting the life that you are meant to live.
Yeah. Vibration is very interesting to tap into. We've had a few speakers and we talked about vibration as well throughout the summit. And one of the things that we are relaying to people is that exactly that vibration, for us to lift it up and to tap into that vibration so that it can be at a higher level for us to wake up even further. What is some of the ways that you can see that we can perhaps apply, or things that we can do for ourselves to lift that vibration?
Very good question. There's a very nice answer. I love that answer.
Okay. That's
enjoy life. Be grateful. Being grateful. If you're grateful for the body that you have, at that same moment, you cannot focus yourself on lack.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're grateful, you're raising your vibration. If you're happy, if you focus yourself on what is good and you're just happy, if you enjoy life, that is raising your vibration. But there's nothing good in my life. Nobody loves me. I have not enough money. I don't know what to do with my life. That is all the mind, all the thoughts that you can encounter, which can really take you, you know, grab you. And then just turn your focus on what is good, on what you're enjoying. And maybe it is that you are alive, and maybe it is that you have eyes to see this, to ears to hear this, that you have enough to eat, a roof above your head, a bed to sleep in, which is more than many, many, many people here on the earth have on this planet.
Mm-hmm.
I've been in India and I've seen poverty.
Yeah.
And when I went there, I was afraid I couldn't bear with it. You can bear with that. But you become aware of the wealth, which in this case I have.
Mm-hmm.
And the people who lived in poverty, funny enough, were not poor in the sense of they were happy.
Mm.
They were sharing. They were caring. They had humor. They were smiling.
Yeah.
And they have less than you have, most likely.
Yeah.
So be aware of the gifts that are given to you, the qualities.
Mm.
And all that you have obtained and received. And be willing to receive.
Yeah.
Sometimes we say, oh no, thank you. I've had enough. I'm longing for this, but I can, no, nobody's going to give me that. Welcome everything that is coming to you and open your heart to receive. You're worth it. And You give yourself, you do yourself a favor, but also the one who wants to give. And also what I did to raise my vibration in times that I had a lack of money, I've been struggling. My second book is about that, struggling about money. And I used to know that feeling of lack so well.
Mm.
And what I did to raise my vibration in that part was I started giving. I started to donate money. And my ego said, oh no, I have not enough myself. I have people working here. and I have to figure out how I can pay everybody. I cannot start giving money away. Blah, 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 blah. I did it because I became bigger again than my fearful mind. And by giving, something inside of you changes.
Yeah.
So, and if you don't want to give money, that's okay. Give a smile. Give some love. Give somebody a heartfelt compliment. That is raising vibrations. Feeling good is one of the most intense ways that you can raise your vibration. And it's not dependent on your circumstances to feel good. If your circumstances are, oh my God, not good. Oh, in Dutch I say fuck it, not fuck it, but fuck it. Fuck it. You can still choose to be happy, to look at what is good and choose better thoughts. Thoughts that are helpful. If you have thoughts in your mind that are not helpful, choose for a better one. Choose for a better one.
Yeah.
Yeah. That is the power we have. We are not a victim of our mind unless you give the power to the mind. Then you are a victim of the mind. So you decide what you want to think. And if not, 1 second now, just think something nice about yourself.
Yeah.
Just do it now. Think something nice about yourself. And maybe you say it to yourself. I used to have the feeling and the belief I cannot do it. From my childhood, of course. And nowadays I say, I can do it. If something, if I hear myself saying, say something good to yourself, and then I hear myself saying, oh, I can do this. So what is your sentence, Bianca?
Probably quite similar. I can do this. I've got this. You know, I'm strong enough to do this. Yeah. I've been there before. You know, I've got the willpower to go ahead. Yeah. So I usually recall things where I felt really low and not being able to step forward. But then, and then I recall what I did in those moments and I did it anyway. You know, because otherwise, for me personally, I feel like if I don't give myself that chance and if I don't step into it, then nothing will shift. Nothing will change. I'll stay the same.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So, and sometimes it takes a little bit longer to start doing it. It probably also depends on what type of situation you find yourself in and how deep that mind goes in terms of that self-talk. And sometimes it happens like that.
Yeah.
You know, it just also depends the state of where you're at in your life, I guess, as well. That there are a few factors that amplify what you're telling yourself. So, yeah. Yeah. And I always have little affirmations, you know, everywhere. I've got here on my computer, stay connected with love and grace. Freedom requires rebellious action, you know. Write and speak from the heart. Be inspired and inspirational, happy, loving, grace with flow. So all these things for me, they absolutely help me every single day to do what I'm here to do and to do what I want to do.
Beautiful. Beautiful.
You know, and love what I love to do. So, yeah.
There's one more that I sometimes use. What would love do? What would love do?
Yeah.
And actually, then you ask your essence, what would love? And then listen to the answer.
Mm. Yeah. Oh, I like that. I'm going to write that down. I'm going to steal that one from you.
You're welcome.
That's a great one. Yeah. And another one that I sometimes use is, what would Bianca do
Say that again.
What would the 2019 Bianca have decided today?
Beautiful.
So that I focus sort of on the future, but not, and already put that forward into the now. So yeah, that's something I learned in the last few weeks, to do it that way as well, because it also helps us to remain really present.
What would Bianca 2019 do?
Yeah.
I steal that one from you.
Oh.
I love it. What would 2019 do? Yeah, that's a great one.
Exactly.
Yeah, beautiful. Yes. I love it. That's the way you help each other. Yeah.
Yes, that's right. Beautiful. Yeah, I love it. Yeah. And it's, you know, now we're already lifting it up, right? We're already lifting the vibration by talking in this way as well.
It can be so simple.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
You know, you can read a book. Actually, one of my books is translated into English. And
exciting.
Got it, I think. Didn't I send it to you?
Okay. Oh.
This is funny. Yeah, it's called You're Not Alone. Yeah.
Exactly.
Okay.
Oh, this is so wonderful, because the thing as well is, and this is also one of the reasons why I wanted to have the summit brought to life, is that the connection that we will have with other people to lift our vibration, you know, because we often are working so hard. We go to work, we spend more time at work than we spend with our family and friends. If we run our own business, then we spend a lot of time behind a computer. You know, yes, we're communicating with people online, but it's not the same as hopping onto a video call or going out for a coffee with someone, right? To have that reconnection, because we still crave that. We still need that to lift our spirits up. Mm.
Yeah, and you can also use a book to lift up your spirit. You know, you can do several things, or watch an inspirational movie or something, or a summit like this is very, very much raising the vibration.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Yes. Oh, wonderful. Is there something else that you might want to share with the audience before we close off today?
Yeah. A little bit about manifestation. You can manifest your life. Mm. And what I mean with that is that you become aware of what you have right now in your life. Just look around. Look around in your house, your room, and the furniture, the money in your bank, the love in your house, the partner, the kids. You have all, some way, manifested that. It was an answer to your longing. And if you do not have right now what you are longing for, then somehow, somewhere, you are blocking yourself. And normally that is through your beliefs or your emotions. So if you raise your vibration and choose a belief which supports your longing, for example, I used to long for a partner, but I already have a partner now for 3 years, and I'm very, very happy, so I cannot use that anymore. And then I used to long for money, but I have the money, so I cannot use it. So I'm thinking, what can I use now? I'm longing for a group of 500 people. And if I think, for example, I can never do that, I'm sure that it's not going to happen, because my mind is blocking it.
Mm-hmm.
So if I would think, and I'm thinking, I'm programming my mind right now, actually for 400 people. I'm programming my mind for 400 people, and I support the belief and I can do it. And I see it in front of me, this mass of 400 people, which is my longing. I see it, I feel it, I believe it. And one of the most important steps, I let it go. I'm not continuously busy with it because I want to manifest. I'm not going to do it with my willpower. It's the energy which does it. Visioning, visualizing, believing, letting it go. And then it goes. And then it comes to you in a way which you might not expect. It mostly comes in a totally different way than you expected. Perfect. That is perfect. So let it go.
Wow.
And I just wish for you that you realize your dreams, that you go for them, because you can. Yes, you can. Yes, you can. Mm-hmm. If I can do it, you can do it.
How wonderful is that to close off this amazing conversation today? Thank you, thank you, thank you, Mahatma. Absolutely beautiful to have your amazing energy here on the summit. It's been an absolute honor to have you here. And yeah, thank you again so much.
All the best for you. And it was a great pleasure to join you. Thank you for inviting me.
Thank you so much for listening to yet another inspiring episode of Connecting Soul Beings podcast. I love receiving your comments, stories, and feedback, as they are truly inspiring. So please take some time to comment on this episode below. If you love the show, you can help us by sharing and liking it via your favorite podcast platform and our website. And if you feel that we can work together in helping you to connect to your inner self and the animals, then hop on over to biancadeRose.com or find me on LinkedIn, Facebook, and Instagram under Bianca De Rose. Thank you again so much. Say hi to your pet from me and stay connected with love and grace.